Baba, good morning. My yoga is not so good, so let me sleep. Baba, let me sleep. What is the use of getting up? I'm very weak in yoga. So you will become weak, weak, weak day by day. Because your subconscious mind will receive this thought that he or she is very weak in yoga. Let her be weak. No, I am a great yogi. My mind is stable. I can enjoy good thoughts in my mind. My life is beautiful. I enjoy my life. God has become my companion. Who else is more fortunate than me? I am most fortunate. I am very happy. Again and again, repeat this thought. I am very happy. I am a great yogi. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. See the result. So in morning 10 minutes, you charge yourself every day. Just as you charge your cell phone. We charge our body. We charge our body drinking water, then tea, coffee, then food. Likewise, we have to charge our mind and intellect in early mornings 10 minutes. And then you will not sleep in yoga. No one can sleep after that because you are fully charged. Do you like this idea? Here you are not alone, I repeat, when you are in your home, Laukik home, you can dance for 5 minutes. So you will experience that Baba is pleased to you, he is happy. And he is ready to give you many things. And everything is there in Baba's hands. He can do everything. He is all powerful. So this is how we can enjoy our Amrit Vela, beginning of Amrit Vela. And then, so I was saying that Baba has awakened us and our all subtle powers, our purity, our divine qualities, they are just coming up. Now is the time end of the cycle, we know. And just as you can think about one thing, here is a cycle of 24 hours. We see every morning, sun rises up. Sky becomes red, golden. Everyone likes to wake up. Because every morning, same feelings come in our mind. Every morning. So now, this is the cycle of 5,000 years. Now we are at the end. So our original sanskaras, our perfect purity, are about to emerge. They are trying their best to come up in our life. We suppress them. You can realize this fact. We suppress them. Oh, go down. But again and again, they try to come up because now this is the end of cycle and beginning of cycle is going to take place very soon. So, let them come up. Open your gate of intellect, they will come up. This way, you can bring a wonderful change in your life, just by using first 10 minutes. Next thing, which will make you very good and great yogi in the world, practice of self-respect. practice of five forms, a great practice. It will give you very deep and subtle spiritual enjoyment. Practice of self-respect. Together with this thought, I give you a new thought, not new, but very important thought. We all must understand the significance of our yogi life, of our pure life. Our purity is not the simple purity, it is the light for the world. Pure souls are blessings for this world. They are beauty of this world. And yogis are lighthouse and might house in this world. Yogis, now time is coming very soon, very close. Then when you will listen that great souls in this world, great yogi in this world will be known as God, corporeal God. He is incorporeal God. People say, no, we don't know him. We know you. You are God. The time is coming soon. So yoga is most important subject of our life. Vibrations of our yoga purify environments. They bring a wonderful change in this nature. You know, scientists can declare this negativity, this damage, this hole is there in the sky, in the layers, and this nature has become very polluted. But what is the solution? How to purify it? They don't know. We know. Our pure vibrations, our yoga vibrations will purify everything. And now time is coming. I would like to ask you, I would like to motivate you, become so capable, that you can give many treasures to the world. Time is coming when people come to your home and they will ask you, oh great soul, let me sit in your home for 10 minutes. I will become peaceful. Oh great yogi, give me a glass of water to drink. My mind will become cool. Oh great person, put your hand on my head. Remove all obstacles from your life. You will see, many miserable souls will come to you and will ask you, oh yogi, give me drashti. Give me happiness. Make me stress-free. Such time is coming. And very subtle thing, I hope it will motivate you. Time is coming when thousands of people, sick people, ill persons will come to you together. A big crowd of people will come to you. Listen it carefully. You will give drashti to all of them, and they will get free from disease. So get such blessing from Baba. At that time, we all will understand. Scientists and medical science will understand that pure energy is the best healing energy. Medicines will not work. Everyone's resistance power will become very weak. And many diseases will become like tsunami in this world. at that time our pure vibrations will give relief to everyone. So prepare yourself to give help to people. Our life is meant for this purpose only. Help to everyone. Our vibrations will help with everyone. So would you like to do such wonderful service of humanity? And this is our responsibility. Because we are the ancestors. We are the great soul. Bap Saman. We are elder ones. This entire world will become our family and we have to give them good vibrations. We have to sustain them. We will have to make them peaceful, happy, content. And one another thing, we will give them such realization so that they accept everything. And for good yoga, it's very important for all of us. Just take it inside. Accept many things in your life. Whatever happens in this world, we will have to accept. Time is coming when governments, military power, police power, or any scientific power will hands up. They can do nothing. Everyone will become independent. Everyone has to face, everyone will have to settle one's own karmic account. No one will give help to them. Only our vibrations will become a great cooperation with every person in this world. So, just make your mentality now that I have to accept the things which we cannot change. Many things. Suppose, family, okay, yoga. I want to keep a simple formula in front of you. You will remember it always. A, B, C, D formula. A, B, C, D. A for whole life. In your entire life, A for acceptance. Two few things everyone has to accept. A for avoid. Avoid certain things in your life. Two meaning of A. B, bypass. If you see any problem, just go through bypass road. C, cancel. In your life, just keep cancelled many things in life. Just as now everyone has cancelled dirty food, alcohols, smoking and many other things. Cancelled for whole life. And D, do. Whatever you want to do, do it with full determination. Then you will get success always in your life. In order to become yogi, sweet and soft nature is most important. Sweet and soft nature. And fourthly, ABCD, sweet and soft, be positive always. Positivity. we must keep always one thing in our mind. Whatever we think from here, its energy goes to our brain first of all. So if there are negative thoughts in our mind, it means we are giving negative energy, bad energy to our brain. We are weakening our brain. We damage our brain. We make our brain very polluted. Therefore, the thoughts of self-respect are the great thoughts for our mind, brain. You think I am a great soul. Pure energy will go to your brain. In my experience, in many cases of depression and insomnia, sleeplessness, I just suggested them two things only. At night, before going to bed, write down 108 times, I am a great soul. I am a great soul, with good feeling. I am, it's true. I am a great soul. 108 times. After 3 or 5 days, you won't be able to write 108. After writing 25, sleep. Brain will receive pure energy and depression will finish forever. Second thing, ask pardon from those souls to whom we had given lot of sufferings in our past lives. This is secret, great secret, deep secret. That suppose 1,000 years before you were a king and you had given order, kill them all. And 100 people were killed. So their negative vibrations were connected to you, and up to now, they are connected to you. So they are creating lot of damage, blockage, depression in everyone's mind. So if you ask pardon, oh please forgive me, I had done this great mistake, I'm sorry, you be happy. So these vibrations will cut off and you will become fresh. Depression will end. Because in world, these two problems are increasing a day. In every home, one psychiatric doctor in Delhi recently told me, 1 out of 20 in this whole world is suffered from severe depression. And 1 out of 5, only 1 in 5, is suffering from just little depression nowadays. It will increase. So it's very important that we have to be very light, easygoing, and very powerful. Avoid many things. Don't accept everything. Don't receive everything. Reject many things. Oh, go away, go away, go away. Therefore, in every morning, create a powerful aura around you with a thought, I am Master Almighty. Just repeat it 7 times and visualize how. I am Master Almighty. Think that red rays are spreading out from me, from here. I am Master Almighty, red rays from here. I am Master Almighty, red rays from here. 7 times. And make your this aura of might most powerful. Any negative thing will not enter it. It will become very powerful every morning and every night. Everyone has to create. So you will remain safe from bodiless souls, from bad energy, from many negative things at night. It will become a big protection, a big canopy around you. So do it always. In order to become a good yogi, you have to keep in your mind some good drills, spiritual drills. If you just do this, that I have to remember Baba, this is not sufficient thought. You must know at least 10 entertaining method to enjoy yoga. At least 10. I will put in front of you few of them. Or all 10, you can note down. I told you, practice of 5 form will make your mind stable, will give great enjoyment to you, will create an interest for yoga in your mind. You would like to do yoga. One thing. Second very good approach, I would like to tell you this good method. In whole day, you can spare 15 minutes for 3 times. And just sit down in yoga. Manage this way. This is important. If you sit for hours and hours in yoga, you may get bored. No interest. 15 minutes 3 times, it's only 45 minutes, but it will give you a big help. It will help you in your good concentration. Concentration is important. Second method of yoga, spiritual drill. 2 methods of spiritual drill. Sit in yoga for 15 minutes or for 10 minutes. Visualize soul here. Very divine point of energy. Not a point. Divine point of energy from which powerful rays, powerful vibrations are spreading out. Visualize yourself in such divine form. And in mind, create a good thought, just as I am a pure soul. Pure vibrations are coming out from me. Do it for 10 seconds only, 10-15 seconds, then visualize Shiva Baba. Same thought, I was supremely pure, His ocean of purity. See Baba, the supreme source of energy, the great, greatest divine being, just as if you are visualizing Him for 10 seconds. Come back to the soul for 10 seconds. Second thought, I am Master Almighty. Visualize yourself for 10 seconds. Again go to Baba for 10 seconds. Soul 10 seconds. Baba 10 seconds. Do this drill with thoughts. And see, for the first time you will enjoy good concentration. You can do it here in Gyan Sarovar. Second drill. Feel that I am an angel. Soul is sitting in the body of light. And we all must know that soul is sitting always in 2 bodies. Physical body outside But inside this body, there is the body of light. And how this body is formed? Whatever we think, our thoughts, energy is spread in whole body. Constantly these thoughts, energy is spreading in our whole body and making subtle body. So we are sitting in two bodies. Feel. Sometimes you can feel, I left this gross body and now I am an angel in the body of light. Rays are spreading. I am an angel. Angel of purity. I am angel of might. I am angel. Baba's sweet, great angel. He has sent me here on this earth. You can create such thoughts. Creating elevated thought is very useful for our entire practice. You must know this. If you don't create elevated thoughts, mind and intellect will slip. You will not enjoy concentration. Then, very, very great enjoyment. Feel that I am in subtle region. Papa Dada is there in front of me. Visualize him in divine form. Shiva Baba in Brahma Baba's forehead, giving drashti to me. He put his hand of blessing on my head. Good vibrations are coming to me. Then you can dance with him. You can hug to him. You can enjoy being with him. You can talk to him. Can ask for anything. You can receive any blessing for him. And method is, he put his tilak here, hand here, and blessed me, O great soul, be Master Almighty. Get free from all obstacles. Become successful. Be victorious. Receive these blessings. Accept them. Enjoy in subtle world. You can enjoy for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes there. Then, become soul, and I went to soul world, to Baba. Almighty is there. Gyan Surya Shiva Baba is there, and I am with him. His rays are coming to me, on me. Enjoy it for 1, 2, 3 minutes. Then I came back in this body. You can do it 5 times and it will become most powerful yoga. I have enjoyed from last 30 years. Avyakt Baba once taught it and since that day I liked it very much. I enjoy it every day. Every morning, every evening, we must experience that I met God. I saw Him. I enjoyed His company. I received His blessing. I received happiness, pleasure, joy, peace from Him. At least once in a day. It will help you to enjoy this Brahmin life. Two very, very powerful method of powerful yoga. One is, I am Master Almighty and Almighty Shiva Baba is over here. Canopy of protection over my head. He is here, not in soul world. He came down and came here over my head. So I am under his canopy of protection. Enjoy this. You can start it from 1 minute. Not for hours and hours. What happens with Brahmin? They try to do everything for hours and can't do, so get frustrated. No, start from 1 minute, then 2 minutes, then 3 minutes. If 1 minute is also very big time for you, sometime it becomes big time from 10 seconds. Then you will enjoy. So I used to say one thing. In spite of sitting 1 hour in yoga, if in a day you do any practice for 60 times, 1 minute each time, it is 1 hour. But 60 times, 1 minute each time or half a minute each time, you will enjoy very much in your Brahmin life. And if you sit for 1 hour and you think, oh, mind is running here and there, you are fighting, and then you stand up, oh, I did not enjoy yoga, you will get bored. So therefore I suggested you 3 times, 15, 15, 15 minutes and morning time. You have to manage this way. Make your own plan and then make yourself a good yogi. Fourth practice of yoga, I am Master Gyan Surya. Do you know this word? Gyan Surya, son of knowledge. Actually, this is not son of knowledge, but son of might. He is in front of me. Gyan Surya Shiva Baba is in front of my eyes and his rays are coming to my face, on my face. Fifth practice, very powerful, every day once you should do this. See, in your home, there is a wall in front of you. Make a picture of your perfect angelic form. Make a beautiful picture, through mind. When I become perfect, I will be like this, very divine. Detached from the world, up above from the world. From each part of my body, white vibrations are spreading. On my forehead, around my forehead, there is the crown of purity. And from Shiv Baba, vibrations constantly are coming down to me. Make such picture and give this thought to yourself, I am this. This is me. Be one with that for some moments. You will enjoy it very much. Next practice, a game. I am here, Brahmin. In my left side, there is my angelic form, angelic dress. In my right side, my deity form. Here I am Brahmin. I am soul. I left this Brahmin body, entered the angelic body. I became an angel. For some moments. Do it in beginning for 10 seconds. Then I left that angelic body, entered in my deity body. For some moments. Then I left that body, came back in my Brahmin body. Take this round 5 times. These are entertaining practice of yoga. Next practice, I am a soul. I left this body and I am going up, up, up to Baba. Went to soul world. I am in soul world, enjoying the peace of that world, sweet silence of that world. I am in front of Baba, I touched Baba, received his energy and came back down in my body. This is also very good practice. Sometime you are busy in work. Keep busy and feel that from Almighty vibrations of might are coming down to me. I am under this fountain of might. You can move, you can walk in this good practice that the vibrations of might are coming down to me. Make it very easy, simple. I am walking and receiving. Next practice, I am an angel. And pure vibrations from Baba are coming down to me and is spreading out. Entire nature is receiving it. So I am giving pure vibrations to the nature. Sometime I am giving the vibrations of might to entire world. A very good thought. I am connected to Baba, and entire world is connected to me. I am connected to Almighty. His vibrations are coming down to me, and I am connected, I am related to entire world. These vibrations are going to all souls in this world. So this way, you can enjoy yoga practice. Make it your karma yoga. Not always sitting yoga. You can sit for 10-15 minutes, 3-4 times. But karma yoga, when you cook your food, very great practice. I am supremely pure soul. I am pure soul. I am a pure soul. Remember it 100 times. And see, this food will absorb your pure vibrations. Your pure vibrations will spread in your whole home. Your mind will become free from waste thoughts. So many times you can practice self-respect. That is also yoga, a part of yoga. Sometime you can have chit-chat to Baba, talk to him. This is also a part of yoga. This way. Make a plan, a simple plan I would like to give you now at the end. Make a list of the work you do whole day. 16 types of work. And add one practice with each work. Just as you have to drink water, juice, tea. So make a thought that whenever I drink water, I will practice, I am an angel of purity, at least 2-3 times. This is yoga. When you cook food, I am supremely pure soul. When you sit in your car and start driving, invoke Baba. Baba, come down to me. Sit with me. And you will feel that he came down. I share one beautiful experience of a mother just 4-5 days before. She was in Mumbai, was going with 3-wheeler, rickshaw. So the driver noticed that this lady has much money in her purse. He wanted to take her somewhere in solitude to loot everything. And this mother also realized that there is something wrong in his mind. So he immediately asked Baba, Baba, please come down, sit with me. And as soon as that driver turned his eyes back, what did he see? That an old man was sitting there. And he said, oh mother, oh lady, why did you make this old man sit with you? And then he was scared and he reached to the right target. He asked, how much money? I have asked you 100 rupees for you, but you kept that old person with you, so 50 rupees more. Who was that old person? Mother in beginning did not understand. Then he saw Baba's photo to the driver. It was he?
Yes.
So you can understand that lady became safe, but he paid 50 rupees for Baba. So it's true that whenever we invoke Baba, he comes to us. It's his promise to us. He has made this promise. Oh, my great sweet children, whenever you call me, I am bound to come. I am bound to help you. So we should not forget this. So every day, make it your nature that at least 5 times a day, I will invoke Bap Dada in my home. Feel Bap Dada, both came in my home. His energy is spreading in whole home. My home has become full of this Baba, this spiritual energy. You will enjoy it very much. So this way, you can become great yogi, and at the end, you will get the certificate of pass with honors. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
I think Suri Bhai has filled us with so many points and practices. We wouldn't have any questions, would we? Any pressing question? Really, really? No? Okay.
It happens sometimes when you create pure thoughts, negativity of inside tries to go out. Let it go. Don't bother. But one thing, together with pure thought, you also practice, I am Master Almighty. So then after very few days, you will get free from this negative feeling. They will come, definitely. Yes, positive. And one thing I would also add, you have to charge your water and juice. Charge it. Give drashti and remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. This water is charged and it became a great thing, a great medicine for the body, and it will keep you safe from the negative effect of mobile phone, of TV, of internet. Charge it. Give drashti and remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. So vibrations from your eyes will enter to water and water is charged.
Can we spend a day with you and we practice while you are practicing?
When?
Follow you everywhere.
Yes, tell me.
Anyway.
Because every day, half time is in Shantivan. Half day in Shantivan, half day in Gyan Sarovar.
Okay.
Up to now I was busy. Even tomorrow I will be busy there.
Are you going back?
Yes.
So tomorrow. You specially came for us?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah. She is asking one thing. Yes, you can sit for 1 hour and then you can do all these practices. Did you follow? Do all practice within 1 hour. In morning time, in 45 minutes, you can do all these practices, then yoga will become very enjoyable.
She was asking, can we even do all this practice together in 1 hour? And Surya Bhai is saying, yes, you can. Good. So, Surya Bhai has given us a lot of practices. Next year when he meets us, he's going to ask whether we practiced. So be ready for that.
He mentioned about why is it red?
Actually, psychologists have given different color to different qualities. Mainly, to peace, sky color, to purity, golden color, we say white. White means perfect purity, and to might, red color. Red.
Scientists have given these colors, but
actually,
we just take light.
Actually, these are spiritual thing, and you know, soul, it's non-physical, so not related to colors. But when people get vision, they see something, they will see colors.
But more important, vibration.
No, yes, vibration.
Okay, so thank you very much.